Hello and welcome to the Array of Things podcast. I am your host, Ray. Today is Wednesday, August 29th, 2018. This is episode 00. Why 00, you ask? That's a very good question. Thanks for asking. Basically, this episode is going to be my intro. It's going to tell you what this podcast is going to be about, the format of it. I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself, kind of my backstory into things, and then basically go from there. This episode will not be too long at all, just kind of warming up, trying to get my feet wet with podcasting. I'm an avid listener of multiple podcasts. If you give me just a second, I will pull up my podcast app and I will go through and tell you some of the podcasts that I listen to faithfully. I've got Dude Soup, Everybody Games Podcast, Gamer Tag Radio. They are probably the ones that I've been listening to the longest. I've been listening to Gamer Tag Radio for probably 4 or 5 years now. It's one of my favorites. Obviously, I've got IGN. I've got Kind of Funny, Games Daily. You can never go wrong with Kind of Funny. They are pretty much the podcast that gets me through my workday. They are also what has driven me to want to step into this realm and podcast myself. So shout out to Kind of Funny Games. Major Nelson Radio, very good one as well. Always informative. I've got Beyond, Podcast Unlocked, Sacred Symbols, The Game Informer Show, and What's Good Games is one that I've recently picked up on, probably about a month ago, and I am a faithful listener to them as well. So yeah, quite a few podcasts out there, which makes it nice, so you can always find something that you actually like. But enough with all of that jazz. This next section, I just want to tell you about me, who I am, kind of my background story. So my name is Raymond. Most people just call me Ray. Nice and simple. Either one, though, I am good with. I am 28 years old. I am from Illinois, which is bad. I can't stand this state. But you know what? It is what it is. I've pretty much been here my entire life. I did go to Springfield, Missouri to college for a couple years, and then I moved back. Honestly, I couldn't even tell you why I moved back, but I did, and that's where I'm at today. I am married, been married for 5 years. I have 2 kids, both boys, and both are my absolute world. They are the reason that I continue to go as hard as I do. My motivation, they are my world, my everything. Now, when it comes to gaming, I have pretty well been gaming for as long as I can remember. I would, however, say that the Nintendo 64 is probably the most fond of system that I can remember playing, just due to the fact that both of my brothers and I would play 007 GoldenEye till the sun came up every single day. I was always the best. Don't tell them that. Was a priceless piece of art. So that's by far probably one of my favorite consoles. From there, the PlayStation 1 is probably my second favorite. Toy Story. I played the living crap out of Toy Story. I am Buzz Lightyear. Great game. If you haven't played it, well, it's probably too late now, unless you get an emulator or something like that, but it is what it is. I would say by the PlayStation 2 era is when I got more heavily involved with gaming. That is where I met most of the friends that I actually still play with today. And I think that the overall game selection that came out for that system was superb. Now we can skip forward a few years. And I am currently on the PlayStation 4, and I play a little bit of PC now as well. However, I've got to admit that with keyboard and mouse, I am utterly pathetic. I am garbage. I am a scrub. I've tried to practice and practice to get better, especially since I started playing Fortnite on the computer a little bit. But at the end of the day, I'm just garbage. That's pretty well the end of the story. Let's see. For games, I like first-person shooters, open-world, story-driven games. Some of my favorite that would have to be Call of Duty, Battlefield 4 specifically. I wasn't too fond of Battlefield 1, pretty skeptical for Battlefield 5, but Battlefield 4 is one of my go-to games. Skyrim, I've loved Skyrim, I've loved Oblivion. I'm looking forward to the next series when it releases. But I put a lot of time into Skyrim. It's just a beautiful game, regardless of all the bugs and the glitches. I'm looking past all of that. It is definitely on my list of top games. A new genre of game that I've been enjoying are Battle Royale games. Fortnite is probably my favorite, even though I wish I could be better. H1Z1 is in second place, and then I would have to say Realm Royale is pretty close to that, coming in third place. I just recently got into Realm Royale. One of my buddies recommended it to me, and it's all right. It's fun. I love that there's no building. I love that there are no vehicles. I know you can get some mounts and things like that, but that's honestly the downfall for me, which most people will probably disagree, is I think that the building aspect ruins Fortnite for me, and the vehicles, especially at the very end, as H1Z1's winding down, I feel that it's basically auto royale, and I don't like that. I like games that are more skill based and not just running somebody over. So that's obviously my opinion. It might differ with yours, but yeah, Realm Royale, if you haven't played it, definitely check it out. It is free to play on Steam, and I'll even join you. If you send me an invite, I will join you. Maybe you can teach me a thing or two. Now, before we go on any further, I would like to take a moment to have a word from our sponsor. Just kidding, we don't have a sponsor yet. All jokes aside, I will have a format going forward that I will be going by, kind of the same thing every week. I'll switch things up a little bit. Some topics I will be taking from other podcasts that I listen to. It's pretty general, like what am I playing? I just think that's good to share, to get that out there. Maybe kind of compare to what everybody else in the community is playing. I'm obviously going to cover some news topics, news regarding games, all things video game related. And since the name of the show is Array of Things, I will definitely be getting into some non-gaming news as well. I would like to find some comical news, kind of brighten the mood every week with stupidity of the people. I will have other things non-gaming related too that I've got written down, and hopefully we'll be expanding off of that as well. Guests, I will be having guests on here. That's my goal. I am working on one right now. You guys don't know him, but I do. He is my bro. He is my best friend. He is an avid gamer as well. He is my Fortnite partner. Typically, when we play together, we kick some butt. We don't always get a victory, but usually it's either first, second, or third. So you guys will hopefully get to meet him in a couple weeks. So, what am I currently playing? I'm currently playing Fortnite, H1Z1. I literally just got back into Call of Duty World War II. I took a hiatus from it. Just the same old frustrations every year. And I am playing Skyrim Special Edition. You can never ever go wrong with Skyrim Special Edition. Onward to the next section. We are going to be covering news. We'll start off with the Xbox. Xbox games with gold for September. Prison Architect, September 1st through the 31st. And you have LiveLock, September 16th through October 15th. For the Xbox 360, you have LEGO Star Wars 3, The Clone Wars, September 1st through the 15th. Sega Vintage Collection, Monster World, September 16th through the 30th. Both games, which are backwards compatible on the Xbox One, so owners are actually getting 4 freebies. And you can never go wrong with free. This last segment is what I call Stupidity of the People. And this will be where I find an article. It could be recent, it could be in the past, of basically somebody doing something really stupid. So for today's story, it's pretty stupid. It's called An Incredible Response to Being Pulled Over. This is from 5 months ago. And I quote, "I've posted this story before, but this seems like another appropriate thread for this story. One night during high school, my friend and I got invited to a party. I didn't drive back then, so my friend picked me up. All went well on our way to the party. On the way back, however, he got pulled over. As we were pulling to the side of the road, I told him that I was gonna pretend to be sleeping, since I was the passenger. Anyway, I hear the cop get out of the car, walk towards our car, stops at the window but doesn't say anything. I can feel the brightness of his flashlight, but I don't hear him or my friend say anything. After about what seemed like an eternity, I decided to open my eyes to see what's going on. That's when I see my friend, the guy who was driving, was pretending like he is sleeping too." Now, it's pretty dumb, or is it actually really smart? I'm not sure because I don't know anything else. I don't know the ending of the story. It ends right there. But it's funny, clever, but it's kind of open-ended. I don't know what happens, but I give him props for at least trying, right? Something else I will be doing is at the very end of all of the episodes, I will ask you guys and gals question of the week. This question of the week is something that is pretty much my standard for why I do what I do. And it's simply this: what are you most passionate about when it comes to gaming? Is it the games themselves? Is it the community? Is it the streaming aspect of it? What is it that you are most passionate about when it comes to gaming? For me personally, I'm definitely passionate about the people. The people are what make gaming what it is. Without it, it would not be the same. The people, I mean, if you're down in the dumps, they're there to lift you up. If you need somebody to play with, they're there. If you're wanting to win, I've got friends that can carry me through on Fortnite. So it's definitely the people. The people are why I do what I do, and it's why I'm passionate about gaming. There's not many other groups out there that share that same passion, that bond that you just share when it comes to gaming. It's special. So the question of the week: what are you most passionate about when it comes to gaming? You can email me at arrayofthings@yahoo.com. That is arrayofthings@yahoo.com. Or you can tweet me at arrayofthings. And next week I will read a response or two and we will go from there. So I am definitely looking forward to the responses that I get. Now to plug where you can find me. I am pretty much everywhere. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, Instagram, or Mixer at Array of Things. I am just now getting into streaming again, so you will be able to find me on all of those places. And that just about does it for today. So hopefully you guys enjoyed the show. There will be many more to come, and I look forward to gaming with you guys.